Erin got halfway out of her seat when an explosion rocked the ship. Fat Man lurched, and Erin fell to the floor.
Back in your seat, Zirid said. Weapons are hot on that cruiser.
Erin climbed into her seat and got the lap strap on. The moment the buckle clicked into place, Zirid went evasive. Coruscant spun in the viewscreen as Fat Man spun, wheeled, and dived. The red lines of plasma fire lit up the black of space. Zirid went hard right, down, then left. The ship knifed into the atmosphere.
Divert everything but the engines and life support to the rear deflectors.
Erin worked the instrument panel, doing as Zirid ordered. Another explosion rocked the ship.
The deflectors aren't going to take another one, she said.
Zirid nodded. The orange flames of atmospheric entry were visible through the canopy. Plasma bolts knifed over them, under, to the left. Zirid cut Fat Man to the right as they descended, risking a bad entry that could burn them up. The smoke in the cockpit thickened.
Masks?
Erin asked, coughing.
There!
Zirid responded, nodding at a ship's locker between their seats. Erin threw it open, grabbed two masks, tossed one to Zirid, and pulled the other one on herself.
You've got the stick,
Zirid said while he pulled on his mask. Erin grabbed the co-pilot stick and continued Fat Man's spiraling descent toward Coruscant. Fire from the cruiser hit the ship on the starboard side and caused the freighter to spin wildly. Erin felt dizzy sick.
I have the stick,
Zirid said, his voice muffled by the mask. He got the spin under control and drove Fat Man almost vertically into the atmosphere. The cockpit grew hot. Flames engulfed the ship. They must have looked like a comet cutting through the sky.
Too steep,
Erin said.
I know,
Zirid said.
But we've got to get in.
The unrelenting fire from the cruiser struck the freighter again, the impact shoving them through the stratosphere. The flames diminished, vanished, and Coruscant was once more visible below them.
We're through,
Erin said. Without warning, the engines died, and Fat Man went limp in the air, spinning, falling, but with no power. Zirid cursed, slammed his hand against the instrument panel, trying frantically to refire them, but to no avail.
They can still hit us here,
he said, and unbuckled his belts.
I got nothing but thrusters. Get to the escape pod.
The cargo, Zirid.
He hesitated, finally shook his head and unbuckled her straps.
Forget the cargo. Move!
She stood, and another bolt hit Fat Man. An explosion rocked the rear of the ship. Another! They were going down. Alarms wailed. The ship was burning, falling through the sky. Zirid hit the control panel to engage the thrusters and keep the ship in the air. For the moment, at least.
They are dead in the air, Lieutenant Mack announced. Drifting on thrusters.
Commander Jard looked to Mulgus for the kill order. Vrath, too, looked on with interest. The freighter hung low over Coruscant's atmosphere. It limped along on thrusters, trailing flames from its dead ion engines. They could rope them back with the tractor.
Shoot them down,
Mulgus ordered. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw Vrath smile and cross his arms over his chest.